Who else?
Hi, I'm Mary from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in California, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Okay.
Okay. Before we begin, I would like just to confirm with you that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And am I speaking right now with Judith Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you very much. You have the option to continue this interview either in English or Spanish. Would you like to continue in English?
Yes.
All right. Before, we already answered this question. And you're currently living in California, right?
Yes.
In which county in California do you currently live?
Fresno.
Fresno. Okay. Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, or almost all calls on a cell phone?
Cell phone.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party by a candidate for political office?
No. What is this poll for?
Oh, this actually is related to the elections.
Okay.
Okay. In what year you were born?
1953.
Thank you. Okay. And so what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino?
We're white. White.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? Grade school, some high school graduate, some college with no degree, vocational training school, 2-year college degree, 4-year college degree or bachelor's degree, some
vocational.
Okay, thank you. Okay, getting started. So, first, do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve his job or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Yes.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay. If the elections for a state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democrat. Democrat.
Thank you. Okay, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, you can let me know as well, and we'll go to the next one. Okay, so the first name that we have over here, it is Donald Trump. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable about him?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Next name is Joanna Garcia Rose.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria.
Favorable.
Okay. And last one in the list is Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Thank you. Moving on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Education, climate change, healthcare, taxes, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of living, homelessness, jobs and the economy, abortion or border security?
Crime.
Crime and public safety. Okay. Thinking ahead to the November election on a scale 0 to 10, when 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means that you're extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you. Okay, next. If the election for President was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala.
Thank you. And if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, and mother?
Democrat.
Democrat. That will be Soria. Would you say you will definitely vote for her, or probably will vote for her?
Oh, definitely.
Thank you. Moving on. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or it is pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
I think we're headed in the right direction.
Thank you. Over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
Increased.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly. So, the first one is, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. And does that make you much more or less likely or somewhat less likely to vote for her?
I wouldn't vote for her.
Okay. All right. Thank you. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. This will make you more or less likely to vote for her.
I still won't vote for her.
Okay, thank you. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state pendants line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she found. Will this statement make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Less likely. Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Oh, much less likely.
Thank you. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Will make you this more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely.
Less likely. Thank you. And the last one of this question is, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers, and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. This will make you less likely or more likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Much likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. All right. Now that you have heard some more information, if the elections for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat?
Esmeralda.
Thank you. I'd like to read you a few statements that you might have heard about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly. First statement, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for her.
Well, I won't vote for the other one, so more likely, I guess.
Okay. Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much.
Okay, thank you. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. This will make you more likely or less likely.
Well, it doesn't sound good, but I won't vote Republican. So much more likely.
Thank you. We have four more statements. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that will raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in California being kicked off their private health insurance. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
More likely.
Much more likely, right?
Yep.
All right. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for her.
Much more likely, but I think I need to check that out.
Okay. And the last one, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for her.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Now that you have heard some more information, if the elections for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Okay. Now I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless on how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative in most issues?
Liberal.
Would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-choice.
Thank you. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against the candidate. On that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most of other issues, would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and time. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.